Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
We can't take anything we receive from the Ukraine at face value.
When you're in the arena, you got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
I already have a dog.
Flip a coin. Flip a coin. Flip a coin. They're going to run your health care.
Would you legalize heroin? Don't make me be a jerk.
As a health care issue.
This is no longer Mayberry. You're in danger.
Good for Hannity up in New Hampshire having a little
Don't
bit of fun.
Don't make me be a jerk.
Don't make me be a jerk. Pete Buttigieg claiming that he would decriminalize all drugs if he was president of the United States. And he's painting himself as the moderate, folks. I'm just throwing that out there. I didn't say it about him. He said it. Hey, good Tuesday morning to you. Glad you are with us today on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Denise and Tricia and Mark, and we got Sue Thomas in there. And I'll point out once again, we wished her happy birthday earlier.
We did. Yes, we did.
Brought her some donuts, which she seemed to be happy
with. Thank you. We all appreciate that,
Mark. I think
Mark?
It was the apple fritter with blueberry in it that she liked the best.
Does it also have apple in it?
Is this a true fact, Sue?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. Schnucks has the best donuts.
They really do. It was very good.
I had never... Yeah, first time I've gone in there looking for bakery goods at them in the middle of the night, and they were rolling out the fresh donuts, and I'm like, they're fresh, they're right out of the oven. I've got to do this.
Made the decision easy.
It was so good.
Yes. Smelled so good.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Yes. You bet. Happy birthday to you. Hey, I mentioned this story earlier, and normally on Tuesdays later in the show, I do a segment called 2A Tuesday. Today, the St. Louis Public School District is going to vote tonight at their meeting at 6:30. To force every parent in the district to sign some letter regarding if they have guns in their house and that they're storing them safely. And I was shocked when I read it, but then I find out that it's part of a trend around the country right now. There are groups who are actively skirting legislators and going directly to school boards to try to force them to force parents to do this somehow. I mean, I guess the penalty is if the letter gets sent home, the parents have to sign it. I don't know how you force that unless you're going to penalize the kids somehow.
Well, then what are you going to do with the information? Like, we're going to print a list. It's going to be like a buzz book. We're going to send it out to everybody so you know if you're sending your kid to someone's house, if there's a gun there or not.
No.
Well, couldn't the school board vote it down? Like, this is smart for action groups to try to get it
to get around,
go straight to the people, but can the school board say no?
I assume they could. Apparently, Joyce Roberts, one of the board members, is the one pushing this, and it has the backing of Lewis Reed from the Board of Aldermen, and a school district in L.A. has done this, which is clearly anything done in California is not something to model your behavior on. Their argument is...
And we assume that these families, you know, would be honest about it, and like there's any reason that they would have to be?
Yeah. Well, their argument is that somehow, first of all, I don't remember the last story I've heard about somebody taking a gun into a St. Louis public school. You know why? Because they have metal detectors. It hasn't been a problem in the city in a while. You don't hear of it, right?
In schools.
In schools. Hasn't been a problem. Schools. I'm not saying there aren't shootings in the community. But the argument here, their argument is that kids are usually... If they get a gun, they get it from the home of friends or family members. That's where they steal it from. And that's the purpose of the letter. I don't know. I disagree strongly with it. I would never sign something like that, so I can't imagine there wouldn't be a little bit of pushback on it, but we'll see what happens. Well, anyway, one of the stories we're covering today here for you, and we'll talk to our guest about that a little later and see if he's covered this when we get to our 2A Tuesday segment. That's coming up about 7:37. Bottom of the hour, Speaker Tim Jones is going to be in here. Lots going on in Jeff City, and of course, this New Hampshire primary that just happened, it's in the process of happening, I should say. They had the vote last night at midnight in Dixville Notch or whatever it is up there, and Mike Bloomberg was the surprise winner. He got three of the five votes.
Yeah. And some Sanders Republican, got one and Buttigieg got the other.
Some Republican jumped in and voted for Bloomberg. So there's a total of five people, and the latest polls up there are now showing that Amy Klobuchar is gaining momentum, and if that's true, Joe Biden could fall to fifth in New Hampshire. Not that I think he ever expected to do all that well up there, but a lot of Democrats nationally are getting pretty nervous about him.
How long does he stay in?
Yeah, how long do you stay in after that?
If you a fifth place
finish in New Hampshire, like, isn't your, you know, pack it in?
Ultimately, whose fault is it? It's not the voters' fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. Could you play cut number 29 for us, please?
Sure.
Just to remind you.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Well, I hope you touch them and tell them how much you love them, too. But
at any rate, the fact is that... I already forgot what the hell I was going to say.
But here's the point. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about.
He's going to have to do two things.
That as science changes, we have to increase the capacity.
Whether it's Los Alamos or whether it's any other place in the country.
I know they call me middle class Joe.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
You're a lying dog faced pony soldier. You said you were, but you're...
That was some weird sh**.
Come on, pal. Give me a break, will you?
Well done, Tricia Siegman. Well done.
There are so many good ones in there.
There was plenty of material.
Oh, my goodness. That was 45 seconds. We could have gone on for another 45.
It could have been five minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Of nonsense.
Yeah.
We'll just keep them coming.
I'm not sure which one's my favorite.
That's the crazy Uncle Joe. And some new audio has surfaced, by the way, of Michael Bloomberg when he supported stop and frisk, which was a very effective policy, but not popular today among the social justice warrior crowd. And we're going to talk about that today because just about the time Bloomberg seems to be gaining some momentum, somebody in the Democratic Party dug this up and they're starting to play it. So we're gonna get to all of that and more. When we come back, our real or fake news quiz, you can play along. Then we'll get to Speaker Tim Jones.
Is it really a repeat of what the Republicans went through 4 years ago right in this very moment in this state?
With Joe Biden playing the role of
Jeb Bush and Bernie. Please clap.
Yeah. That's real news. Joe Biden is the Jeb Bush, it appears, of the 2020 race.
I almost feel bad for Andrea Mitchell that made headlines because it sounded like she was not making words correctly.
It kind of did.
A little long in the tooth. I'm just saying.
But why?
Yeah. Andrea Mitchell, NBC News.
All right.
The Zach Factor Man is in the studio, and we're ready for the quiz. Let's hit it.
We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
All right, Zach, what do you got for us today?
You want to go right into it?
Ooh,
I
yeah.
want you to get started, mister.
Okay. No chit-chatting today, Zach.
All right, headline number one, the Democratic primary has been a mess. At least New Hampshire is looking normal. Do you want to go first, Mark?
Is it my opportunity to go first?
You got very excited
about
the whole thing.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, because I'm never sure if you're just playing me, because that way Denise gets to go last, and then she can play the game.
Well,
better.
That depends on how many questions we do, so it's really, you know. Uh-huh.
She's
can't
just
really
better go. At the
All right,
game
I'm gonna,
than
I'm going to say that that, let's see. I'm going to say that that's real.
Okay. Trish?
I'll say real as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, everyone said real. That one is 100% real.
All right, good. Off to a good start.
And yes, what is the source?
Yes, that is from the Washington Post.
All right.
Okay.
Headline number two. Again, New Hampshire primary, Bernie's moment, Buttigieg's proving ground, Biden's last stand.
I'm up.
Yeah.
I'll say real.
Okay.
Me too.
Fake.
Oh. All right. So Trish and Denise said real, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that one is 100% real.
Yes!
And that one is from Fox News.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I don't think that that's Biden's death knell if he loses New Hampshire.
I don't know,
that's
but with the source, I can see Fox going that way more than anyone else.
All right.
Maybe being skeptical. I don't know.
All right. All right.
Headline number three, Amy Klobuchar leads the midnight vote in New Hampshire. Denise.
Real.
Fake.
Ooh.
I also think fake.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Mark and Trish said fake. Denise said real. Right? That one is 100% real.
Oh!
She's up two on me early.
Yep, up two. And
this is not looking good.
Up on Trish by one, so Mark, you're trailing here. So.
I'm glad you went fake, though, Trisha, so that we were at least stayed ahead. Okay.
I'm Team Denise, so.
Okay.
There is a battle.
Moving out of politics here, headline number four, meet T-Rex's new cousin, the Reaper of Death. Mark.
I'm so glad I'm not first on that one.
He wasn't even listening.
Do you want me to read it again, Mark?
I just went first.
Give him three words from that headline.
Okay.
The Reaper of Death, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Denise, what are you going to do? I'm just kidding. fake.
Okay.
Real.
Alrighty, that one is 100% real.
Yeah.
Oh!
From CBS.
Mark, now, had you heard about that?
I had not. It sounded like a dinosaur or something that you just found.
It's
the Reaper of Death.
That's what they're calling it.
Thank
yes.
you.
So,
something about dinosaurs. I'm kind of half listening because I already know that I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
It could be Bernie Sanders.
He's already over there working on the next segment.
With death squads on a, Medicare for all.
All right, Mark, you could come back here. You could at least try and tie it and get a tiebreaker. So, headline number five, wild horses crossing the highway causes Wyoming governor to be late for press conference.
Is this me?
That's you.
Real.
Okay.
Fake.
Real.
All right, that one is 100% fake.
Oh.
Ah.
Denise, it's getting worse.
Denise I'm not
is
even
pulling
embarrassed.
Away. All right, here we go. I got one
Sometimes
more here before the tiebreakers. Headline number six.
We don't need any tiebreakers.
We really don't need any tiebreakers.
This is just for fun, guys. Oh, okay. This is just for fun.
We have the time.
Florida man arrested for driving into a Bernie Sanders campaign office.
I hope that's real.
You're fake. Up.
Fake.
I'm going real. I'm always going to go
okay,
with what
Denise
says.
Okay, so Denise said fake.
Yeah, no, I said real.
You said real.
Yeah.
You said
real.
Real.
It doesn't you said really fake. Matter what said I said.
Fake. That one is 100% fake.
Dang.
It was actually a young man who drove into a Republican tent that was set up in a parking lot.
On purpose.
He did it on purpose.
On absolutely.
Purpose. How did I miss that one?
The lefties are nuts.
All right. This week's winner of the Real or Fake News Quiz, Denise Schaefer.
Winning.
By two. Denise wins by two today over Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right. She got lucky.
He's looking for a stinger.
That's part of the game is being lucky.
I know. That's
he's
true.
Looking
that's
for
part
the stinger,
of the game.
Nothing personal. It's luck.
They're full of crap.
Yeah.
You called for it. That's okay. That's all right. That's
nice
right. Yeah.
Job, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you very
See,
much.
See, I like knowing what the source of them mm-hmm. is
yeah.
after you tell us
well,
what it is.
Yeah,
so.
that's part of the game.
That's good.
So.
Exactly.
I slacked on that for a little bit. You corrected
me. No, that's
so.
Okay. I didn't correct you. I just said I'd be interested
he
to
He just
know
wasn't believing you. So.
Yeah.
Just keeping you honest there, Zach.
He didn't like the results. So he had to.
So there had to have been a reason.
Hey, I accept the results. That's okay. That's all right.
You do?
I do have to say, I think last week you only complained about one song, and I'm pretty sure the week before that you didn't say a word.
Last week he complained about White Stripes. It was the least offensive.
Oh, he also
most...
complained about the Beastie Boys. So there was two last week.
Yeah.
I didn't complain. I just said I didn't recognize it because I haven't heard the Beastie Boys in so long. That's all.
Or ever.
No, I didn't say
the White Stripes. What is it?
Because they're asshats. That's why.
All right. Back with Tim Jones in a minute.
support working families. We've reduced the cost of childcare, expanded paid leave, and given 40 million American families an average of $2,200 more in their pockets thanks to the Republican Child Tax Credit. Who would have thought that?
Sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Tim Jones, how about that crowd last night in New Hampshire? About doubled the size all those Democrats could bring together at one time.
Oh, Mark, it was fantastic. I mean, everything, everywhere Donald Trump goes, you know, the streets turn to gold. I mean, electoral gold, right? I mean, when the president is talking about legitimately putting states like New Hampshire, New Jersey, and some of these other typically blue states into play, you have to believe the Democrats have gone to DEFCON 1 with that, plus all the other problems they've experienced. Mark, we'll look back, and I don't know that the president is going to have a better 10 days than the last 10 days he's had at this point.
Yeah. You know, I saw a couple of polls yesterday. People are trying to make hay out of them this morning that that Mike Bloomberg beats the president in some Gallup poll. But it was of small business owners. Why in the world would small business owners want to change what we're doing now? I even if that poll is true and it was a NBC poll, I still don't buy it.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, I'd have to question the point, number one, of any of these national polls, right? We don't, even though the Democrats, that's what they want a mob-ruled democracy, you know, where we just, you know, we take a poll anytime we want to change something that we don't like in our foundational principles. We don't have national polling that governs who wins the presidency. We have an electoral college, one of the many things that Democrats have promised to abolish. I mean, Pete Buttigieg was on Chris Wallace this past Sunday talking about all the things that he would get rid of. You know, he'd get rid of any criminal sanctions for any drugs apparently ever created. He would pack the Supreme Court. He and all the others would eliminate the Electoral College. We don't have a national vote. So you have to look at the state-by-state polling. And the state-by-state polling shows that Donald Trump beats all the Democrats in the battleground states. So, you know, let them win California and New York. Donald Trump is going to put every other state in play. And they are all in play for him this time. And you look at him coming out of impeachment, Mark. This is amazing. I'm sure, and the president was talking about this over the last couple of days. He's like, you know, it's amazing that my approval rating in all the polls has reached all-time highs, and that's after impeachment. He said, well, that's one way to improve your approval rating. I don't recommend it, but it's one way to do it. But that was not the plan of the Democrats, was it? I mean, we now know that they did this impeachment simply to try and score political points and damage the president going into November, because they never were going to get anywhere near 67 votes. But they went ahead and they launched that last Scud missile after him, the last in their arsenal, right? I mean, you go back to 2017, and Mark, you remember how they first were going to try to somehow get the electors in the Electoral College not to seat the president?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
That was the first way they were going to stop him, right? Then there was the resistance, which is pretty much fallen apart, except for the screaming, you know, crazy left-wing lunatics. Then there was the 2.5-year effort of the Russian collusion hoax, ending in the epic face plant of Mueller testifying miserably before Congress. Immediately after that, we launched into the Ukraine phone call scandal and resulting in the fake impeachment probe. So everything they've done has failed. And isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? I don't know that any other person in the White House could have survived that attack like Donald Trump does. He comes out of all of that with a 49% approval rating last week out of Gallup, a polling organization that is no fan or friend of his and has generally had him below 45% this entire time. So he's on the verge of 50% of Americans approving of him in the midst of the best economy ever, while the Democrat clown car is just, it's on the edge of catastrophe. Yes. I mean, their front runner, Joe Biden, as you've been talking about all morning, could finish fourth or even fifth tonight in the New Hampshire primary. I believe Denise or Trish are wondering how long he's going to last. Well, he's got enough money to get through the next 10 days ending in the South Carolina primary, which he'll likely win, okay? So he'll declare that as his firewall. But then he goes into Nevada, where he's been losing a lot of ground to Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, and then it's Super Tuesday. So he'll hang on through the next 3 weeks because this is it for him. This is the swan song, and so he'll hang on until the last dollar is spent. But the trend line for him is not looking good. And meanwhile, the Democrats believe their next great white hope is yet another 70-plus-year-old billionaire, Mike Bloomberg. I mean, this is absolutely hilarious for the so-called party of diversity.
Tim, the long knives are already out for Bloomberg now because the people on the left hate him. And what now they're trying to attack his potential base among minorities. They've released a piece of audio from 2015, I think, where Bloomberg is caught bragging about stop and frisk. Go to cut 31 and listen closely here.
A lot of cops in the street, but those cops wear the crime in the minority neighborhoods. So it's the only unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes. That's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
You see, I think he's absolutely right. But Mike Bloomberg is running from that stop and frisk policy, which helped clean up New York. There's no doubt about that. But the people on the left, the social justice warriors, are not going to tolerate that kind of an attitude from their potential Democrat nominee.
Yeah, Mark, and I'm all for criminal justice reform. I think there's some areas we need to make improvement on, and we have as Republicans. We've stood for that. But you have to be for a law and order society. And it seems that not only are Democrats wanting criminal justice, quote, reform, you know, they don't want justice anymore for anyone. They want to throw the criminal code out the window. You know, we've got you see it right here in our backyard with Kim Gardner, you know, funded by the far, far left. These people want us to have a lawless society. So, I mean, that's fine if Mike Bloomberg wanted to be tough on crime, if he was running as a Republican, which he used to be. He's now chosen the party that doesn't want to do anything on crime. And also, Mark, he does have there is an insidious little problem there. It seems like, you know, and it's fine to be also tough on crime, but he seems to be placing all the blame on a race-oriented philosophy, which is typically what these white liberal elitists do behind closed doors.
Right.
Their motives are not pure on this. They're the ones with the race problem. Hillary Clinton's the one that had a KKK grand wizard as her mentor, former U.S. Senator Byrd, you know, the famous Democrat from the South. I mean, the white liberal elitists, Mark, they use the black vote as their own, you know, their own personal polling backstop there, always. They take that for granted. And God forbid that African-Americans or any other people of color ever try to leave the electoral plantation of the DNC. You know, and so that's what is going to be exposed here, is not just that when Mike Bloomberg was tough on crime, but that he's got a race problem. And that's going to be exposed. And you're right, the far left is not going to stand for someone like Mike Bloomberg riding in on his white stallion to save the day. The civil war that is going on, and you're seeing it. Van Jones over at CNN is sounding the alarm. James Carville is sounding the alarm. Chris Matthews is sounding the alarm. There's alarm bells going off from sea to shining sea right now because these people realize they don't have interesting candidates. They're not talking about issues. They're only attacking Donald Trump, and all of that is an absolute recipe for disaster. And then you got Bernie Sanders. He's going to take this all the way to the convention, Mark, if he has to, because he feels like he was robbed of the nomination last time, which he's right about, and they're trying to rig it against him this time.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all. Tim, tell you what, a couple other things I want to talk to you about, including Chief John Belmar, but I'm up against a break here. Can you hold on? Do you have time for us this morning?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
All right, well, hold on a minute. We'll get to all of that and more coming up. The PDMP bill that passed through the Senate Judiciary yesterday, and, of course, the fact that John Belmar, the county police chief, has announced his retirement. I wouldn't be surprised if social justice didn't have something to do with that as well. We'll be right back. All right, glad you're back with us. We're joined by former Speaker Tim Jones, host of the Tim Jones Show on Sunday nights here on 971 FM Talk. Tim, you know, you and I noticed yesterday the big story was Chief Belmar announcing that he's leaving the St. Louis County Police Department. A couple things going on there. I know that the new county council chief asked him to resign. I mean, there were people calling for his resignation. I don't think that's completely why he resigned, but he does have a less than friendly police board to deal with now, and maybe after 30 years, he's just tired of putting up with it.
Yeah, Mark, and you know who's going to suffer, and that's the citizens of the county of St. Louis. I mean, when you look not far over our border at what's going on in the city of St. Louis, I think many St. Louis Countyans who know John Belmar well, like you and I do, we're saddened by this because we're worried about what comes next. You know, John Belmar has been great for this region. Talk about what leadership he has shown. You know, he took the helm over there, and within a short period of time, a little thing called Ferguson happened, and that was at the very beginning of his tenure. And unlike so many others from former Governor Jay Nixon on down, John Belmar did not fumble the ball like so many of them did. He did not make bad mistakes and bad decisions because he is a true leader, and he has served his community, as you mentioned there, for over three decades. And, you know, back in the day, police chiefs tended to stick around a little longer. You know, they managed the ship. They kept everything moving. They, you know, kept the lights on and the crime down as best they could, and they enjoyed serving their communities. Nowadays, it seems like it's a feat of strength just to get through a few years, and there's been a lot more frequent turnover. 6 years, when you consider everything that's happened, is a pretty long tenure, unfortunately, in this day and age. And I don't blame John for wanting to move on and do some other things. I think he just probably also saw some of the writing on the wall, right, like you mentioned. And I think all of us are concerned about what's happening in the county council, Mark. And that's something we all need to pay attention to. I know a lot of people who have to deal with the county council, and there's a lot of very insidious things going on there beyond, you know, under the cover of darkness, so to speak, that are not getting to the light of day because, of course, the Post Dispatch is more than happy not to report on them. But a lot of these Green New Dealers, you know, they're invading our local levels, and they're passing crazy ordinances that trying to implement things like that that would never be approved on a state or federal level. But they're invading the county codes with some of these ideas. And there's some far left wingers that have gotten on to St. Louis County Council. Well, and it's very dangerous. And I think this is a bad omen that John Belmar has decided to move on from this madness.
Couldn't agree more. I'm so disappointed with Sam Page. I mean, I didn't know that much about him. First thing he does is fill the St. Louis County Police Board with radical social justice warriors. So I don't blame Belmar for wanting to give up. Tim, I've only got about a minute left.
Yes.
I didn't get to the PDMP question here, but I understand yesterday PDMP got passed out of a Senate Judiciary Committee with the help of a couple of Republicans who switched over and voted with the Democrats. Do you see this becoming law in the state?
You know, Mark, I don't know if this will be the year or not. I think this is the 10th or 11th year they've tried it. We are the only state without one, but a lot of people argue that it's a necessary expansion of big government, you know, and so I don't know that this will be the year, Mark, because it tends to run into a lot of roadblocks along the way. On the good news front, Cleaner Missouri also passed out of the Senate as well, Mark. We can possibly get rid of that George Soros-funded gerrymandering scheme. Voters need to pay attention to this time.
Yeah, amen. Well said. Tim Jones, thanks for giving us some extra time today.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Former Speaker Tim Jones there with more. So how about that? Cleaner Missouri will be on the ballot in August, it looks like. It's moving along. But we'll keep an eye on this PDMP. We'll get to your phone calls. Tell us what you think about it coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.